When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the Senate and money. Lots and lots and lots of money in November. We're going to talk about fundraising and how it is shaping up when you are talking about the various parties, where their strengths and weaknesses are. The short version here is that the Democratic Party is far outraising the Republican Party as far as senatorial candidates. And it's not just happening where you might expect. Ohio, Texas, Arizona, the Democratic candidate is outraising the Republican candidate. Let's do it this way. In Ohio, Brown has, I think, 12 million. The opponent, the Republican candidate, 1.2. Ted Cruz is being outraised. Carrie Lake is being outraised. The Republican Party has a fundraising issue. The Democratic Party, as far as those people in the Senate, those campaigns, and the various entities aligned with them, you know, the PACs and stuff like that, it looks like they've already decided to spend around $300 million on advertising here in the next, starting, I guess, around fall. That's a lot of name recognition right there. Okay, so what does the Republican Party have as far as strengths and weaknesses? Well, you have to wonder where the money's going. I mean, that's the obvious question. And the answer is twofold. One, the primaries. There were some vicious primaries on the Republican side of the aisle. Money got spent. The other thing is that, well, a lot of the Republican supporters, well, they're buying Bibles and shoes and stock in a media company and donating to Trump. The money's going there. It's not going to the down ballot candidates. That has something to do with it as well. Those are pretty big weaknesses as far as the Republican Party goes. What do they have as far as strength? Rich people. I'm not joking. They have a lot of rich people. Rich people who are running for office who can self-fund their campaigns. That's what they have going for them. When it comes to competitive races, the dollar amounts, oh, they matter. They matter. If you combine these dollar amounts with, hypothetically speaking, I don't know, ballot initiatives about reproductive rights, you may end up with an incredibly high turnout for the Democratic Party, and you may have them energized. People who may just be showing up to vote for the ballot initiative. The ad buys, that's going to help with name recognition, and it will probably influence who they vote for. The Republican plan to get the majority in the Senate, it's not looking good right now. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.